Good morning. It's 7:11 on June 28th, 2014. I'm a little bit later this morning because I can be. It's a Saturday weekend. Everybody's asleep still, or I was when I left the house. I expect them to stay that way. Although yesterday I was surprised. My wife got up while I was walking. I snuck into the back door of the house only to find that she was up and about. Monk Post. Yeah. Seems like I have to explain this about once a month, which means I have new listeners all the time, which is kind of weird, but welcome. There is a pole-mounted reflector on the path. It's about halfway along in my walk. Well, halfway along in my talk. It's more like three-quarters of the way on the walk. And every day I go by it, I smack it, touch it. Frequently you might hear my palm slapping it. And I say monk post. I used to say monk pole, and then somebody, R. Harlan Smith to be precise, said that this was not tall enough to be a pole. It was really a post. And I have to agree with him. I think it's splitting a semantic hair, but okay, I can accept that. So the monk post, not to be confused with the monk pole. We had fun for about a week where I was taking pictures of various poles and posts along the way. Gratuitous fence posts. As I took pictures of fences and posted them. And it goes back to Monk, the defective detective, the TV show that used to be on, I don't know, one of the channels. Turner or something, I forget now. Actually, I think it was one of the mainstream broadcast channels for a while. It's off the air now. It's been off the air for I don't know how long. Might be 10 years, might be 3, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's more than 3. Pretty sure it was off the air before I started walking. Walking and talking. Calves are complaining today. Not my calves, my shins. And Amanda didn't give me a time tick. Why not? Because I didn't start it. Or I did start it, but apparently it shut off immediately. Oh well. I can live without Endomondo for the day, I guess. If this file winds up around 17 minutes, I'll know that it was about 16 and a half for the walk, for the last half. And I know it was f- 2 minutes of seven when I walked out of the house, so about 15, 16 minutes on the first half. I'm clearly moving along, walking and talking. I think today is audio day. I promised Lisa Cohen an audition by the end of the week, and it's the end of the week, so I suppose I better get at it. Good morning. The audio is recorded, I just need to edit it down. It's 500 megs, it's almost half a gigabyte, so it's going to take a while. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day, I'm afraid. I say that because I've got to mow the backyard. I mowed the front yesterday. It was peaceful. There's a certain zen satisfaction. I should be having the kids do it, I suppose. But it's a little break. It's a little extra exercise. It's a little cocoon in the world. Surrounded by noise and flying grass. It takes about the same amount of time to mow the lawn as it does to do the walk. Monk Post.
the day.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thanks.
Neighbor dog walker. We have even odd days here for sprinkling. If you live on the even side of the street, you sprinkle on one set of days. If you live on the other side, you do the other set. My days are Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Clearly somebody's a Saturday. Maybe Monday they take a day off. Ouch. I must really be working this morning. My shins are saying, "What are you doing?" Walking, not talking. No parking signs up, even though the dates on them have gone by. Thank you. summer morning, yes indeed. There's a few clouds off to the east. Cloud deck out that way. We had another rough and rumbly night last night. There's a little bit of rain, not a lot. Thunder, lightning, very, very frightening. The irony is, it's probably going to be a good day to stay inside here. Here we are. Yes, the front lawn did need mowing again. It's covered with crap. Now my boots are covered with crap. Yeah, well, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow, that's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.